Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Yod Aleph Amud Bet, about to take a look at the first part of the fourth Mishnah in the first Perek. Ir Sheyesh Ba Avodat Kochavim. Let's say there's a city that has pagan worship in it. Chutz Ala Mutar. You're allowed to do business with the people and the marketplace, etc., outside of the city. Haya Chutz Ala Avodat Kochavim. Let's say that the outside area of Avodat Kochavim, Tochala Mutar. You're allowed to do business with the inside of the city. Now, Mahul Eilech L'Sham, are you allowed to go to this city, the city of Odozar? Zman Shaderach Miyuchedet L'Oto Makom, if the route only goes to that city, Asur, because then people will get the impression that you're going in order to worship. Maya Yachol Alech Bala Makom Acher, but if this road also goes to another place, Mutar, because people will assume you're going elsewhere. Okay, the Gemara, Hechi Dami Chutzala, what does outside mean? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Mishum Rabbi Chanina Kegon Atluza Shel Aza, the marketplace of Aza, which is right outside of the town. Now the Ika da Amri Ba Mina Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Chanina. Perhaps Rabbi Shimon Lakish Atluza Shel Aza came up not as a comment but as a question. Atluza Shel Aza Mahu, can you do business in the marketplace of Aza when inside Aza they're doing Avodah Zarah? Amalei Lo Alachta Letzor Miyamecha, have you never been to Tzor, to Tyre? You didn't see a Jew and a non-Jew each putting their pot on one stove together, and the Chachamim were never concerned. Now the question is, what is the concern they might have raised that they didn't have, and how does that play out to Tzor? So we have three opinions. My lo chashulam chachamim. Amar Abaye, mishum basar nevela, meaning, Lo amrinan, they were not concerned. Dilma mahadur ape Yisrael achorei. Maybe the Jew will look away for a minute. V'shade oved kochavim nevela b'kdeira, and he'll take some of his treif meat and throw it into the kdeira. They weren't concerned about that. What's the parallel with Aza? Techavata achanami lo chashulam chachamim mishum dmei avodat kochavim. They weren't worried that avodat kochavim money will get mixed into the transactions out there in the shuk. Okay. Rava Amar, Milo Chashulam Chachamim, had a different take. Mishum Bishule Obed Kochavim, meaning they weren't concerned that the pot would then get close to the other one's fire and somehow he would benefit from the cooking of the other guy so that it would be Bishul Nochrim, which is Durabonan, unlike the Nevela. The Chavata, then what's the peril? Achanami Lo Chashulam Chachamim, Mishum Yom Edam. They wouldn't be concerned that there might be somebody outside who really is one of the celebrants from the inside festival and he's doing business outside. Just like the Bishul. Rabbar Ulamar had a third take. He wasn't worried that the stuff in the one pot might bubble over into the other pot. They had no concern for doing business the days before. In other words, kind of spilling over. In other words, only in an area that's Durabanan, they didn't have that concern. But on the day itself, according to Rabbar Ula, you really cannot do business even outside. What about going to the city? We talked about the roots. Tan Rabbanan, Ir Shel Avodat Kushish Ba'Avodat Kochavim. You have a city that has Avodah Zarah in it. Asur Lekaneis L'Tocha. You're not allowed to go into the city. V'lo Mitocha L'Ir Acheret. You can't go from it directly to another city. Divrei Rabbi Meir. You have to go out of the town first if you're in it. But you also can't use it as a shortcut. Cham Omrim Kol Zman Shaderech Miyuchedet L'Oto Makom. If the route only goes to that place, Asur, if it's not unique to that place, to that city, then mutar. Now, yashav lo kotz b'fnei avodat kochavim. Let's say you're in front of the idol and you got a thorn in your foot. Lo yishchev itlena. Don't lean over to take it out. Looks like you're worshiping. V'im eino nir'eh, we'll see what that means. Mutar, then it's okay. Nitpazru lo ma'otav b'fnei avodat kochavim. Let's say money spilled out in front of the idol. Lo yishchev yitalitlaim. Don't lean over to pick him up. Looks like you're bowing down. Again, we have to see what that means. Mutar. Ma'ayana moshech l'nevodor kochavim. Let's say you have a spring of water that comes right in front of the idol. Lo yishchev yishteh. Don't lean over to drink. Mutar. Again. Last one. Part sufot amakalchim mayim likrachin. It's like statues where they have fountains that come out of the mouth of the statue. Lo yaniach piv al pihem v'yishted. Do not put your mouth right up against them and drink. Looks like you're kissing the Avodah Zarah, which is that face. Now, kayotze bo, parallel to that, lo yaniach piv al silon v'yishted. You shouldn't put your mouth right on the pipe of water and drink. Vimnea sakana, because of danger, we'll see what kind of danger it is. Now, my eno nireh, in all four things we said, im eno nireh. What does that mean? Ilei medol mitchazi, if you think it means nobody's looking, v'yamar v'yudom arav, famously, kol makom shamru chacham, sh'asru chacham ne marita ayin, every time, every place that chachamim said you can't do something because of marita ayin, afilu b'chadrei chadrei masur, you can't even do it in privacy, in the most private place. So being seen, not being seen, what's the rules there? The rules there. Meaning if you can lean over in such a way that it doesn't look like you're bowing, like maybe put your back to the idol or something, mutar. Okay, usricha, why do I need all four cases, meaning all four isurim? The e tana quotes, if I had the first case of the thorn, mishum de'efshar lemezal kamei umishkale, because you could walk away and take it out. So maybe that's why it's usur. Ma'ot lo efshar, but the money that spilled out in front of it, there's no other choice, emalo, maybe it's mutar to lean over. Vitana ma'ot, if I only had the money, to mamona, because that's money, walk away. Avakotz tetzara imalob, with the thorn, I might think it's mutar, because it hurts your body. So therefore I need both. Vitana tanahane tarti, if I had both of those, mishum deleka sakana, there's no danger involved if I don't take the thorn and I don't pick up the money. Aval ma'ayan deika sakana, why deilo shati mayit, maybe he's dehydrated, and maybe drinking from this spring that's coming in front of the Avodah Zarah, maybe there's a sakon if he doesn't drink, emalo, I might think that there's no prohibition there, so tzricha. Now, partzufot lamali, why did I need the last clause with the statues and the fountains? Mishum dekabai lemitni, because at the afterwards we learn, kayozibol inech adam pival asel nishtem ne'a sakana, because of the sakana. So it was only mentioned because of that. This idea of putting your mouth right up to the pipe. Now, my sakana, what's the sakana? Aluka, that's kind of a leech. Tanu Rabbanan, lo yishte adam mayim lo minan neharot v'lo minan gamim. You shouldn't drink directly from rivers or from lakes. Lo befiv v'lo biyado achat. Not directly with your mouth or with one hand. V'im shata damo b'rosho. If so, you're taking your life in your own hands. Vimnea sakana. My sakana, sakana ta aluka. Again, leeches. They get into your body, they soak with the blood, they get big, and it's bad. V'sayi leilu Rabbi Chanina. This supports Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Habolea nima shalmayim. If somebody drinks some a water leech, mutar lachim lochamim shabbat. You can heat up hot boil water for him even on Shabbat, because that's the way to kill the leech is to pour hot water in. Umaase bechad shabala nima shalmayim. It even happened. Vitir Rabbi Nechemya lachim lochamim shabbat. Rabbi Nechemya allowed such a thing. Adahachi b'hachi. In the meantime, what do you do? Puna b'radi of Yeshua ligmachala. Let him swallow vinegar. Vinegar will also kill it in a way while you're waiting for the water to boil. You've got to get to it right away. Vidi baravin. Hai man de bala zibura. If you swallowed a hornet, machila lochaye. He's not going to live. The guy's not going to live. He's dead. Miu lishke reviata de chala shamgaz. Give him a revit of really sharp vinegar. Efshe de chaye porte. He might live a little bit longer ad mafkid abete, and then he can distribute his wealth and deal with and arrange his affairs. All right, Tanu Rabbanan, lo yishte adam mayim balayla. This is now a little bit in the area of demonics. A person should not drink water at night. V'im shata adam over osho. He takes his life in his own hands. V'nei sakana. My sakana. What's the sakana here? Sakanat shavriri. It's some sort of a demon. V'im tzachi. Let's say he's thirsty. My takante. What should he do? So yika achrina bahadeh. If there's anybody else in the house, litre. Wake him up. V'lei malei tzachina maya. I'm thirsty. Somehow that's an incantational protect. If nobody else is there, Nekarkesh benahama achatzba, benachtama achatzba, hit on a pot, benema iul anafshe, and say to yourself, planya rapanita, you say your own name with your mother's name, amralach imach izdar mishaviri beriri riri yari ri bekosi chivri, and that's the incantation you say, and it'll protect you from these demons of the water. Okay, we'll pause here before we pick it up with the second half of Mishnah Dalet, that again deals with going into a city and certain stores in a city that have Avodat Kohavim, but we'll leave that for the next shiur. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful